Good morning. I'm used to greet people before I start a meeting. It's one way for Cheryl making me say, you know, you greet and laugh. I think we should start with our meeting. Some members are still coming. We can't wait until very late. I'll sell a pants. Honorable members, can I just indicate that I need to attend to one particular important matter in the next 5 minutes, and I'll be back. I just received a very important meeting from, message from our Wipare. So I just need to attend to that issue and come back quickly. Am I allowed? Thank you. Okay, colleagues, I know you're worried about time, yes? I must apologize because there has been some little bit of a challenge this morning before we could start with our work, particularly on my part, just trying to get certain things into place. Now, we should proceed in terms of what we agreed on or about yesterday in our last meeting. We'll just give you a brief feedback in terms of the process. I think the administrative issues that we agreed to put to bed in terms of who must come in at what time and so on and so forth, we'll report on that particular matter. The second aspect was that the purpose of today's meeting was to engage with the green paper on our own as a committee so that we can be in a better position to formulate some sort of position before we get into public engagement with the stakeholders or those who have made submissions as interested groups in the process itself. We have looked into this matter, or before that, the third issue was to look as to whether the submissions through the presidency, which you got the copies last night, is there any other thing that we think we need to add on our side? You'd be alive to the fact that when we finished yesterday, it was almost, it was 8 o'clock, we've got one researcher who has been working tirelessly through this submission. He has done a little bit of work around that, but he has not completed the process. But in the main, his observation is that, and also I went through those submissions. The majority of the submissions are almost in line with what we have received. They are in support of the concept as espoused by the presidency. Not much in terms of content. In terms of other organizations that we might have missed, particularly what I would have considered the missing submission in the line that we had established ourselves through parliamentary processes, particularly the youth. Even in the presidency, there is not much that we could pick up in terms of the submissions that have been there. Now, it is up to this committee to decide, but I think we've already decided yesterday that it will be almost not a good thing to start opening up another process of identifying organizations that have not made submissions and identify them to the exclusion of others, and therefore we might be bound to actually confine ourselves within which confine ourselves within the parameters of what we've received as submissions, the 27 submissions that we have before us. I would therefore just indicate that we have in the main eight organizations that we reflected on yesterday, just need concurrence of the committee. One is East Law Project, two COSATU, what is Chamber of Mines, Business Unity South Africa, Joburg Disability Forum, and Honorable Trollibet actually said it might be important that we look into the submission of the Law Society and give them a slot to have an oral presentation. What is this other one? We also said it might be advisable and important for the committee to look into the environmental sector representation. The secretariat, they have identified, is it Balkan International and Harald Winkler? These are the environmentalists or environmental groups. And the last one is Northwest University on Urban Regional Planning. These are the organizations that we have identified or institutions that we have identified. What is missing is the doctor submission, and I think if my memory serves me well, it was Honorable Trolley who said no matter how provocative or interesting the submission may be, we should not necessarily look at individuals. We can engage with the submission of an individual in written form rather than to invite an individual to come and make a presentation. Just want to make sure that that is still the view of the committee, and also to concur in terms of the number of organizations and individuals and institutions that we're supposed to meet starting from next week. I will then move to the second set of issues in terms of packaging. We think we'll have to do or conduct this hearings over a period of 3 days, Monday afternoon, Tuesday, by Wednesday we should be done, so that on Thursday the committee can have time to do a little bit of internal work and agree on the frame and content of what should go into the report so that by Friday we are able to submit our preliminary report, which will then determine whether what next step do we still need to take. I thought I should just give this summary in terms of the discussions of yesterday. First is the number of organizations. Secondly is the spacing. Thirdly is what needs to happen by the end of next week in terms of the preliminary report and findings of this committee. If I have left anything, unfortunately, there's no one who's going to add or subtract, but honorable members can assist in that regard. Thank you. Honorable Singh?
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. I just want to look at the time frame before we look at the organizations. According to the tabling in the House the other day, it's the 29th of October where we have to table a report. 29th is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Right? That means by when? Thursday. There's no plenary on Friday. That means by Wednesday evening, an interim report's got to be prepared, sent through, so that it can be tabled in the notices for Thursday. So there's no Friday sitting. So I just want some clarity there. When, how do we reach Friday now when 29th is the day on which we're given time to table?
I did check on this matter, honorable thing. Let talk to this matter.
By the Thursday, they don't mean that the debate will be the following day. For the committee to report, so it will be 80 seats on the 29th. But the debate in the House will be determined probably for the next week or so. But the 29th is for the report to be to be in the 80 seats. In the report. As adopted by the committee.
Yeah, just some clarity. So that means it has to appear on the 29th. In the ADC. So when will it have to be given to them for it to appear on the 29th? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm looking at our time frames.
Okay, good. Any input? Just on the time frames and organizations, and therefore after, I want us to move to what Honorable Gungubele proposed yesterday.
Chairperson Yala, just on the organizations, can we look at them by numbers? So, because each one of them have got numbers, and then also...
Yeah.
Do I understand that we've got a process now.
Yeah.
Has it been put together? Yes. That's what's going to happen. Also, we complete that, yeah. My anticipation was that after the discussion yesterday, a draft process proposal would be tabled as a guide so that we patch where there are gaps and so on, and then we close that. Maybe we didn't agree that way, I'm not sure. But it's always difficult to sit in a meeting and say, you remember what we ran away from yesterday. I'm not sure if there's no proposed draft process on what do we do by Monday, what happens, and so on.
I thought when I was reporting, I said before that, I want us to agree on the organizations. And once I've agreed on the organization, there's a proposal of which ones are going to come on Monday, which ones will come on Tuesday, which ones will come on Wednesday. Yeah. So if we agree in terms of... I want us to agree first on the organizations. You are proposing that we should look them in terms of numbers. Okay.
And Chairperson, also I think there's a new dimension that you've introduced today. And that is, yesterday we look at this, the one submitted to the presidency. Now, are we going to, I think you've said, let's concentrate on the 27 and leave them out. Do we need to have a little discussion on that? Or?
Yeah. Now, I said in terms of the work that the researcher has done so far, the report that I have, which is not yet complete or concluded, that most of the submissions appears to all be almost what we have. What we should be identifying is the submissions that are substantially and materially different to what we have received in our package and see what we do with that. That work he thinks he'll be able to complete by the end of today. But it does not exclude or preclude members to make suggestions if they've already gone through those submissions. If there's any other thing that we think, or submission that we think it is important to be taken on board from the presidential process, let's make that suggestion now. But if not, then let's wait for the summary that has been done by the researcher.
Thanks, Chair. The summary will be helpful because it will give us a list and an annexure. But I raised the matter about a submission made by Cape Town, and it's not in this pack. And it was sent to Dr. Hassan on the 16th at 3:34. And it's not in the pack. And all these other submissions were also sent to Hassan Mohammed. All the other submissions that are in this pack. But the submission I refer to is not in this pack.
Okay. Let's note that, Honorable Trollope, and then we decide how we deal with it once and for all.
On that point, I know of a number of other organizations that have informed me that they also send submissions in, I think, to Dr. Hassan as well, and they don't seem to be in the pack either. So I think it is an issue that we probably need to look into to find out.
Can I propose that by Monday, our Monday afternoon meeting, the office of the presidency or whoever is dealing with the submissions puts the submissions together in a better form? You see, the format that was done by our secretariat was a good format. It listed everything here. It's got the numbers. We can just put yellow papers in between to say this is 1, 2, 3, 4. But this came here in a format which was, you know, half of it was falling down. And can this be redone for us? And we get this kind of format. So as we progress, we can consider whether we need to invite anybody from here. And by that time, Honorable Zomo there would also do his summary like he's done for this year. And then we can look at things.
Thank you, sir. I don't see any problem with such proposals. I don't have a problem with that. Because as we speak, I'm working on those submissions that were received from the ministry. The way I see them, they are not very much different from what we've already dealt with yesterday. And despite that, they are sharing, there are some common issues that are shared. But also, probably there are some sectors that might need to be considered, like the honorable members are saying, which are in this document. So I think the suggestion by Honorable Singh is valid. Thanks.
Honorable Trollope?
Chair, can I ask to be excused, please? I've got a meeting now, and I'll be back as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are going to take decisions in your absence, and I'll try it. Now, wait. Now, see, I just wanted to say this process of doing the summary on the side of what the presidency has received, let's agree to proceed. I don't think it's going to take us much time. Preland, do you think by tomorrow? You know, I'm trying to marry what we should agree on in terms of the number of organizations or individuals or submissions that we're going to entertain. So far, we've got about 27 that we looked at, and we've almost shortlisted about 8 if we agree. If we're going to add, we need to make that decision soon so that the spacing also of inviting this organization and individuals is informed by the total number of submissions that we think qualify for oral presentations. So I would say try to work hard today and tomorrow finalize. Monday, if we so decide to add some, we'll do that. But I think we should proceed with these other issues. Okay? Tax. Honorable Mashish.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just need clarity just to check how many submissions are we going to work with. And then secondly, I had previously saying that, if maybe I'm not mistaken, I had you, Chairperson, saying that we're not going to entertain the individual. Then I'll need clarity on that too. Thank you, Chairperson.
No. The submissions that we have received in total is 27. That's, you don't have, partly because you don't have the information in the sense that you do not, you were not in the last meeting. But the individual that I'm talking about is a submission that stands out. It's an individual submission that stands out that we're deliberating about yesterday. That's a professor at the Getty. Yeah, at the Getty, something like that. That submission, we were thinking that we should actually allow the doctor, not professor, the doctor to come and make his own oral presentation. Now, we did not complete on that matter yesterday because there was a different view that says, let's give priority to organizations than to individuals. Yeah. All right. Can we move to Honorable Singh? I want us to conclude on this matter and move.
Chair, can I make a suggestion that you talk about tomorrow, but there's no meeting schedule?
No, there's no meeting schedule.
Can we just have a small committee? Maybe yourself, the chair, and I don't know if Mr. Kraling is here, and you said you can consult and finalize the list. So, finalize the list for next week, so that when we come here Monday, too, we know who's coming. I don't think we all have to agree.
Comrade Chair, can we clarify something? I think we've been moving together progressively. And even the issue of interest in the president's list, I think it was an equally shared interest. But I'm worried about an approach that seeks to create a situation where we don't do what conventional was supposed to do. What we're supposed to do conventionally is to deal with the list that has been submitted to us. That's what conventional are expected to do. This list of the president is over and above. So my request is that, so that we do not conflate these issues, is that why don't we deal with that which has been submitted to us as in the normal protocol and the normal route, and then do what the chairperson is asking Honorable Singh to do. Start leading with how do we space these organizations. Once we are through on that, it may happen that in dealing with that, which I will call the supplementary list, not the primary list given to us. Once we are through with that, we then, depending on which member or which party will present and say, we think that submission is crucial, it will not be affected by the order. We may agree that submission comes number one or number last. That's not a big deal. But what I'm saying is that why don't we order that which has conventionally come our way in the normal list? and then say secondary, and then how do we later deal with the supplementary list? Because I'm more interested in that one. Once we're through with that one, procedural, I think we've finished what we're supposed to do. And then over and above that, entertain the interest in the supplementary list.
No, I think we are almost on the same wavelength, Comrade Monty. What precisely makes this matter to be a slightly concerning matter is what Honorable Trollope is raising about a submission by somebody, and that submission has not found its way here. And it would appear that submission is with the presidency. Now, the question is, do we single out that submission, or we treat those submissions as supplementary, a supplementary list, as you are actually proposing, so that we don't just single out one submission from the presidency and jump it into this process this side. And over and above that, I think what we should do, which we have done in actual fact yesterday, we had agreed that we must focus on what we have as Parliament, the submissions that we have received. The presidential processes will look into it and see as to whether there's something that or submission that we think it is worth entertaining on our side. But our process is not dependent. Is not dependent on the list that is with the ministry and the presidency. I have come here and I've indicated the number of organizations that we've actually summarized and proposed that these are the organizations or submissions that we should take from next week. And I thought we were going to zoom in there and say, do we agree on this list? Once we've agreed on that list, do we agree on the program of action, starting from Monday, in terms of which organizations are going to be invited, so that we release the secretariat to go and start doing the work in terms of inviting organizations to come in. The latest by today, people should be actually getting an invitation to say, on this day, this time, you are expected to come and make an oral representation. Once we have completed that process, parallel to that is what the research is also doing in terms of that list, which will help us as to whether we need to get some other organization to come and make a presentation. And that we can always decide, not even tomorrow, we can always decide as we move on, even next week, as we do our own presentation and oral submissions. So I think we should agree on that and confine ourselves to the list that we have. And Honorable Singh had proposed that we should refer to this submissions in terms of which one we prefer in numbers, not rather than to talk about names. That's what we are saying in order to do the shortlisting.
What do you mean by numbers? You mean the following of the organization or the order? Yes. What number?
No, the number in terms of membership. No, I'm just joking. Is the order here? Is the order?
Yeah.
Honorable Singh, can you just lead on that particular aspect? I've given you the names. Sorry, Honorable Kreilen, I think we must move now.
I completely agree with your assessment and your direction ahead, but I think that a concern should be noted to the presidency that some submissions might have been lost, because as I said, I don't think it's just Mr. Trollope's submission. I think there are others, and perhaps they should try and get to the bottom of that. So, but I agree with you.
Can I get clarity here from Mr. Kreilen? The submissions that were made to the presidency they were channeled and made to the presidency, but there was an invitation for submissions to be made to Parliament. Those people that submitted to the presidency, how come did they not submit to Parliament? Because, I mean, we cannot want to know what was submitted to the presidency and why has whatever been submitted to the presidency have not gotten its way to Parliament.
I think, Honourable Member, even yesterday I did explain that you had two parallel processes. Once the Green Paper was referred to the Ad Hoc Committee in Parliament, for us, this Ad Hoc Committee, we then establish our own process. One gave a deadline of the 16th of November, of October, for written submissions. But over and above that, the president had already started his own program of receiving written submissions through that particular channel. And this is a separate program, a separate process. So there are those who made submissions in the office of the presidency. There are those who responded to our invitation as parliament. That's the reason why we've got other submissions elsewhere and submissions here. What we deliberated on yesterday was to then say, what do we do as a committee? Don't we have interest in what has been submitted to the office of the president? And we took a decision that says, there might be other submissions which may be of critical importance to the work of this committee that we may need to actually take a decision to say they should actually be part and parcel of those who will come and make a presentation. Now, what we have just decided now, Honourable Member, is that process, our process, is not dependent to the outcome of that process. But it's an ongoing, it's work in progress, it's working on it. If we so identify some organization or submission that we think is critical for us and for our work, we'll then find a way to channel it through this committee. But for now, we should actually just focus on what we have, the 27 submissions that we have and the summary that we've made, and those that we think deserve to come and interact with the committee in a physical way, not fighting, but oral presentations. So that's what we're doing now. And I think we should move, Honourable Members. We have been towing and froing on this particular matter.
Sorry, Chairperson, I think this is a minor issue, so that it's a grey area, because that's why I think Member Mokube is worried about it. Keeps on coming. I think your explanation is very useful in actually giving a clearer picture. There is a concern. That concern keeps on coming, that what you do about those who claim to have made submissions and their submissions did not arrive. Probably the issue that I think we should deal with and pass. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that, if I understood Member Makubel, what she's saying is that, one, we would not want anyone to account to us on submission that was supposed to have been given to the president. That was not our submission. I think that's what she's saying. And the second issue is, whilst I acknowledge the right of parliamentarians to speak on behalf of people who have submitted, but then primarily, the people who are supposed to actually give us those grievances are the people who have made their submissions.
Yeah.
Because it could be very, very cumbersome. I think it's correct to take note when a member of parliament says there's a submission that, and probably administer, let's check what happened and give clarity. But we can't go beyond if that person, get what I'm trying to say, we rather interact with the people who have submitted. If they have got concerns regarding their submissions.
Yeah. Can I simply say, Honourable Members, if there are submissions that did not find their way, and Honourable Members are aware of such information, let them bring it forward to us, so that we'll be in a better position to can trace such a submission and bring it back. Can we move, colleagues? Yeah. And we'll never return to this subject of process again. Please. Single ticket. Now, let's go into the names. Honorable Singh.
Chairperson, yeah, in no particular order. We're announcing the princesses first, then the queens. No, in no particular order. I think we are agreeing that we either go for number one or number two. That's the first thing that we have to
look at. That's environmental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe number two. Maybe number two is got more substance.
Yeah, let's just talk about, then we'll come back to.
This list, yes.
No, the summary. In order of the summary.
Yeah, yes. So, yeah. Chair, I'm proposing either one or two, but my proposal is number two. Let's see where we go on that.
Number two, please. Okay, I would certainly second number two, because I think the first one seems to be more of a company trying to push a product, and I know how
Can you allow other people to speak? Then if you want to ask, you'll ask properly.
And I'll just, Harold Winkler has, he works at the Energy Research Center at GCT and has been very involved in the long-term mitigation scenarios. So he's worked very well with government and he's on the negotiating team of the Climate Change Convention. So I think he would be very useful to have here. So I would certainly support his nomination.
Okay.
Chairperson, right.
So we agree on number two.
Number two.
Did you get the motivation?
Maybe that's why I got impatient, Chairperson, and I came in. Are we making a new summary or what we agreed upon yesterday?
No. You see, we on the environmental part, we identified even sectors. We said the environmental section has come very, very strong in terms of the submission. Climate change, energy, resources, water, and all that. We should look into that particular sector. And we said we should go and work on that list. Now, we have worked on the list. We are saying there are two prominent submissions in terms of environmental issues. It is number one and number two. Now, the feeling of the House is that number two makes more sense for us to engage with better than number one.
Can I get the understanding here? This Harold Winkler, is he an individual?
Yeah.
Because I, out of the ones that are dealing with climate change, I also see Dr. Christo Becker to be more convincing to me. Other than the Harold Winkler, because the Harold Winkler speaks about two commissions and the process of NEDLAC, that we should not only consider NEDLAC as one forum and so on. Well, I see Dr. Christo Becker then the number two. And can I get a clarity whether this Harold Winkler is an individual? Because we had said that we want to refrain from taking people that are just there to represent themselves and take organizations.
Steve?
My understanding is that it's not an individual, but a representative of a grouping, and it's the environmentalist grouping. That's what we are discussing at the moment. Is that correct? That's but clearly the submission, it could be number three would also then represent the environmentalist grouping, and one needs to decide which is the better person to represent that. I don't have any particular feeling on either.
And to add to that, the Harold Winkler is an associate professor. He's an individual he does not represent a group of people as we had agreed yesterday.
I think Christa Becker is as well, though. I mean, I think that the agreement that we reached is that yes, we wanted membership organizations, but we also felt that because there were a number of submissions from individuals representing the environmental sector, we should have that presented. And I think that I would still support Harold Winkler just from the point of view that he's been involved in many government processes around the long-term mitigation scenarios. He's very aware of the work that's been done around it, so he would probably bring some. Whereas Dr. Christa Becker, I don't really know in terms of the climate change work and energy work.
Chair, I would would want to beg Christa Becker based on the submissions that he's, based on the recommendations that he's making on issues of climate change, either than this Harold Winkler. That's my...
You know, we must find convergence here. I think what is important is that in terms of the overall thrust of written submissions. There's a very strong presentation in terms of what the planning commission should do in order to preserve the environment and coordinate natural resources in our country. Now, we've got probably three distinguished individuals. Perhaps the weaknesses that we have is that we have not gone through those submissions except the summary itself, ourselves. Now, we might then decide, and I want to make this proposal. I want to check if there will be any harm. If we are going to have, how many, I think it's an hour, in terms of presentation. But in total? Yeah, no. We are going to have, in fact, the one of the things that we are considering is that 1 hour presentation and questions and so on and so forth. I don't think this environmentalist would be averse to the idea that they come and share that hour with us. And I think we'll benefit more than to see one environmentalist on this particular matter. We invite them both, give them 10 minutes each for presentation, and then we've got 30 minutes to interact with both presentations. Agreed? Yeah. We lose nothing. In fact, we gain more within the very same amount of time that we're going to be allocating to one submission. So one up to three. Is that okay? They get invited. Yeah, we cluster them. Okay, fine. Two and three. Okay, two and three. Good. Agreed?
Then, Chair, I see we said number 9, AIDS law project.
Yeah.
This clustering idea which you've introduced, I mean the thinking,
yeah,
might be a good idea. Because if somebody comes here and they speak on particular topics, then it's better for our mind to capture the differences and things like that. So maybe we must also think clustering as we go along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sectoral clustering. Then number 9.
On that point then, I mean, wasn't there also the suggestion that we bring the law society, maybe we should put the two of them together in a cluster? That might make sense, if we want them here.
So 9 and 24. As a cluster.
All right.
Then, AIDS law project. Have you got the summary, colleague Monty? He's the one that's given today.
He has got too much information.
9 and 24. Yeah, does anybody else fall in there, colleagues? No, maybe we can give one of the others that we've decided on. The disability, yeah. 18. 9, 18, 24. Yeah.
No. Yeah, we're clustering them. They may actually even meet before they come here. But it's not what we're going to do. In fact, we're clustering them. They'll come together. We'll then allocate time for each of the organizations to make a presentation. We all interact with that presentation in the presence of everybody. Yeah, at the same time. is 9/18/24. Agreed? If we finalize this list, nobody's going to come back and say, I forgot this. You know, I've been too lenient in terms of how I chair this meeting.
Thinking that we should just be careful of limiting, because if you put three clusters together in 1 hour, time is very limited. AIDS Law Project is a massive issue. The Law Society might be very brief. Disability is a big issue as well. I'm just trying to think the rationale for putting... I would think we should try to limit... The idea of clustering is put them together in 1 hour. And we might have difficulty... Like the Law Society sitting with the disability people, why is there a similarity? AIDS Law Project is law, Law Society is law. Maybe those two together in 1 hour. Disability separate, because I think you're going to run into difficulties with time.
Well, I think it's a matter of prioritizing, but also a little bit more sensitive. I think you are right. The issue of disability on its own cannot be collapsed into other programs, and so is the issue of the Law AIDS Project.
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but maybe what we can, just as a way forward, we can put the three together, but we give them half an hour, half an hour, half an hour. Then it covers your time, and they would each have, because our clustering at the beginning, we put two in 1 hour, half an hour, half an hour. 1 hour. These three together, half an hour, hour, together. They can then decide. Because the Law Society might say, but we've got nothing in common with disability. AIDS Clinic might say, yes, we've got a conjunction together. But maybe that's the way forward. Otherwise, we're going to sit going round and round the circle. We're almost there.
If we consider the sensitivities in transforming our country, is it not fair to say AIDS Law Project and Law Society cluster them together?
Yes.
And then, if the standard has been given an hour to the disability people, you give that hour. Because it might communicate a very wrong message. If you have been giving in an hour generally,
agreed?
Yes, can I proceed then? So 2/3/9/24. And I think the idea, Chair, is not for them to say we've clustered them and we want them to think alike, but it's just for our own sense.
I don't like to be
wrong. Members, I'm concerned that we have 3 hours on Monday. And when I looked at it, it's like we get three organizations for the 3 hours.
My assistant, because if we take number one, and if we take the environmentalists, that's two organizations in 1 hour. We've discussed that. So we're going to try to put, because we cluster, when we cluster together, it means you put two organizations in 1 hour.
Yeah. I think what we should do, Tebo, allow honorable members to make these principal decisions. Then we'll do the administrative part of it, the scheduling. But there's no contradiction in what you're saying and what they're saying. Basically, clustering is going to help us to achieve the same objective with more organization than one organization over 3 hours. We'll achieve the same in 1 hour with three organizations, rather than to space them over 1 hour and 1 hour. I think that's what we are saying. Okay.
Then, Chairperson, we had the disability, and then yesterday...
I just want to make sure that you capture the clustering there. We've got 9, 18, and 24.
I think we left 18 out for now.
We left 18 out for now, yes.
Standing, if this principle carries for money, it means these 3 hours, there's an hour where you're going to have the environmentalist, both environmentalists, and an hour where you're going to have the law ones, and then that other hour given to what we call to disability. And then we have got 5 organizations that afternoon.
What about the youth? Looking for Monday, 3 hours.
Yeah, we're meeting from 2 on Monday. It's 2 to 5, ne? Yeah. So I've got 3 hours. I think let's just agree on the clustering. Then we'll do the rest in terms of time allocation. Yeah. I think we're confusing issues. We move this way, we become operational, we do, you know, at the same time. Can we leave the operational part of it to ourselves? Let's just agree on which clusters comes first, or which organizations come together in terms of clustering. You say number 18 is out.
Yeah, because Chair, we said we want to give them a special...
Special, yes. Okay, fine.
We got Chamber of Mines and BUSA. Can't we combine Chamber of Mines and BUSA? They are business.
Yeah. Can we be at one meeting? Chamber of Mines and BUSA. Yeah. This is business. Yeah. And it makes us to be business-like. All right. Then we've got... talk to those...
And we got 14?
No, Chamber of Mines and BUSA is what number and what number?
Oh, sorry. 13 and 23.
Okay. We're done with this one. Then we have...
14 and 19.
Nehau and Kosatu. Yeah, I know we discussed this matter and we said Nehau. It's an affiliate of Kosatu and all those things. And Kosatu is the federation. But I would want to imagine that COSATU has a position on everything that they do. So if you invite COSATU, you can't invite the affiliate at the same time. Yeah. Yeah. So if we invite COSATU, which I believe we must do, we must invite COSATU. And in their composition of the delegation, by the way, COSATU would actually put a delegation that brings together those people who have got direct interest in this particular matter.
Yeah.
Let's not fragment COSATU, and it's not our business. Yeah. Come around.
I'm supporting what you're saying, that we must take COSATU.
Yeah.
And where do we put, where do we leave the disability?
No, I was going to...
We threw with them.
They'll be coming.
Let's give them a slot. Yeah. Let's give them their own slots. We don't want...
Okay.
What I'm saying, my intention is not to move over the direction on this trade in addition. Sometimes some of us, we speak with some knowledge of experience with regard to challenges. You see, probably, let's agree for business sense when we follow this way. But we must also take into account that we're not talking about now. Those are public sector unions. They are more directly affected in that federation by the institutional what to call. They have got immediate direct impact on whatever. The point I'm trying to make is that it does not cancel the view you put across, but let's have that at the back of our minds.
Yeah.
in addition to that, can also bring to the attention of the House that their submissions are, in fact, different, because Nehau proposes something else other than what is recommended by COSAT. So I don't know if we should think along those lines, because maybe they can come and convince us that they want a committee on this, on planning here in Parliament. They do. They are proposing a standing committee on planning, and I don't know if we should look at it, but I support what you are saying. Pardon? Yeah, well, they will support the motherboard, because they cannot be out of order and come up with something else. But they've got a proposal themselves.
Chair, I think we stay till 19 for now. There, in the same way, my sister, everybody else has got proposals, but we're not inviting them. We're not saying we're not going to take into account what everybody is saying, but we just want to hear a little bit more from them and get clarity from them on some of the concepts that they are proposing.
Yeah. I think we should agree to take COSATU. Obviously, when COSATU gets this invitation, they are going to communicate with their affiliates about this position that they are coming to put here. And Nehau is part of that deliberation. I think we should not go into the politics of who stands where and who doesn't do what.
Then, Chair, what's left is Dr. Edigg, number 26.
Yeah.
No, isn't it?
Yeah, we have not finalized on that. Because, you know, as we cluster, you cluster almost in terms of sectors, not just individuals. As we look at it, the first cluster that we put together is based on the submission and more so around not institutional arrangements, around climate issues, environmental issues. And when I look at the submission of Adedeji, it's more around the institutional arrangement of the Planning Commission. How has it been conceptualized? How has it operated and been implemented in other parts of the world? What are the challenges, the current proposals in the Green Paper in terms of the model that it is envisaged? Now, I think even COSATU, if you look at the submission, it's almost in the same direction. I would say if you cluster that individual within that grouping also. Because almost institutional arrangement is more on the institutional arrangement issues than on policy matters.
Steve, do we really, we've got the submission before us, do we really want to invite an individual? Because as soon as we do that, then we're not only going to cut down on COSAT this time, but we're going to, then other individuals might say, but why aren't you inviting us?
All right.
Maybe we should just deliberate on that. My suggestion would be we've got the institutions, we've got business, we've got labor, we've got environmentalists, we've got disability, we've got law. Maybe we should cut it at that point. I wouldn't like us to have too little time to engage with COSATU, because if you're going to cluster him with COSATU, then it's in an hour. And maybe we should, unless there's a strong feeling that we need to open that, but we should maybe see. We're going to. It's on Monday and Tuesday. Let's see how we go.
Okay.
You know.
Let me hear.
No, I think Honorable Walters is in the act. Honorable Swartz, why do I call you Walters? Honorable Swartz,
is interacting organically with the situation. You see, I think COSATU needs a standalone. Because there's a lot of discussions that are going to take place, the interaction. And some of us are looking forward with excitement. What I'm saying is that I would strongly plead with the chairperson.
Okay.
You allow COSATU to have their own
Their
own space. The point I wanted to also stress is that if you talk institutionally, COSATU will not be alone. What made me to be tempted to agree with Memo Makubela on Berger? Berger is both in content and institution, more than what you call than Winkler.
Okay.
So in other words, the issue of institution will not only be addressed by COSATU. Even Christopher Berger will also deal very strongly with that.
We closed the list.
And we got 5 hours.
Oh.
Monday, Tuesday.
We finished.
Wednesday week. And then the manner in which they get invited, chairperson, can be something. It's also up to them. Because maybe COSATU say they're not available on the second day, they want to come on the first day. But the clusters must come together. So that's 5 hours.
Agreed?
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think we that's what we should do. We leave this topic now, or this particular subject of clustering. We've agreed on the organizations. Those that did not find their way, we'll trace them. If you know of any, bring them to our attention, so that we don't just speak in parables on this matter. Then I think the next topic, we've dealt with the issues. It's what I think you've been very, very much evasive as honorable members to get into what the green paper is all about. You know, the issue that Comrade Monte raised yesterday. And you not take offense if I call him a comrade. He's a comrade. Honorable Comrade Monte. I thought we should spend some time on that. We still have what? It's almost 20 to 12. We still have what? About another hour and a half. But I was intending to say we should finish these deliberations before our first talk, because there's a press conference that has come to my attention on the Lokota on our side at our first talk. You want to run? Upper class, all right.
I know we've been leading and expressing an interest in engaging on this issue, Chairperson. But my request, I will accept if it's not accepted, is that, is it not possible to have a slot? I hope I'm not taking it too far. To have a slot just before the department responds on these oversight model, what to call people. Well, another reason I don't want us to discuss it in the dark. The oversight model people are analyzing the capacity of Parliament to interact effectively with the cabinet. There's a lot of technical work that has been done with regard to that. Naturally, they have ideas. What are the implications for how the Parliament is supposed to look like in order to do its work effectively? I would request that, why don't we ask them, even if it's 15 or 20 minutes, to talk to us, whilst we have gone through this. Having gone through this, having listened to them, then say, do we think we have a sense, what are the implications for Parliament in future in that? But I would be very wary to speak in the absence of their, what to call, input. That's my humble request.
I think you are right in a way, in terms of the oversight module committee, or whatever dealing with this particular matter.
we can get their input, but I don't think their input will be more around the issues of, if it is about the Green Paper, the role of Parliament in relation to that. But if you check at this particular document, from page one to the last page, the whole range of issues, a whole range of issues which would not necessarily be in the oversight model, that I think we ourselves would have to interact with. We need to have a view, either than what the oversight model is going to be saying. So, we may not do it today. We will get that presentation, but at some point, after going through all these processes, when we have to finally finalize the report, we ourselves should have actually looked into different sections of this document and formulate a particular position as the Agro Committee and recommendation on a number of issues here. I don't know to what extent the members really spend time reading the document itself. Okay, if you don't have much, we agree, the process is well-defined. Over and above the oral representation that we're going to take in a clustered format that we've agreed on, we may still need to find a slot to get these people who are dealing with the oversight model to come and make a presentation before we finalize our report, Comrade Monty. Is that okay? Oh, you see. She will repeat to you later on. All right. Okay, I think we've agreed. It would appear for today we've done our work. Any other thing? Yeah. Well, then space and honorable members would then be advised of time and which organizations are going to send that information. From Monday.
Yeah, okay, and the logistics of how many minutes they get to present and bringing their memory sticks and all that must all be worked out.
Yeah.
When they come here, it's quite organized. We have so many minutes to ask questions of
clarity.
And I don't ever want to debate with them, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. Yeah, that's what we're going to do from here. And then you'll then be advised. You'll get that progress. It's going to be circulated to all of you. Yeah, I'm going to sit down with Deboho and the researcher. We finalize this thing. Tomorrow there's no sitting of this committee. Yeah. When Kokamoya, from Monday, we're going to work flat out. By Wednesday, the report should be out in the ATC. On Thursday. Yeah. Good. Thank you.